207 here at Kate Radio. It is a winter wonderland today. Tom Jones Tuesday, of course. Jones, are you there? I get you through on the
first time?
Oh, my goodness. That's like the first time that the first try has worked.
That's right. I think it is, too.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. You're right. It's a winter wonderland out there. I just came back from researching my column for this coming Sunday, and the roads are a little bit slick around town, and still a lot of snow coming down.
Have you had a shovel yet? You have the snow blower?
I have not had the blower out. Done a little shoveling. Not today yet, though, but I'm sure I will when I get home.
World Cup update, still no score. Anybody keeping track at home? USA, no score against Iran. Just to let you know.
I take that back. What's going on there?
1-0.
Politically and athletically, I guess.
No, I take that back. It's 1-0. I missed a goal. Well, that's good news. USA's up 1-0 against Iran. 45-plus minutes in. They need to win. If they lose again, they are done and eliminated from the World Cup. One other quick sports note, Karl-Anthony Towns out 4 to 6 weeks. I think it's something in his ankle. Can't hurt himself last night in the loss to the Washington Wizards. So the Ottawas have been struggling, and again, Cats out 4 to 6 weeks.
How do you give up 143 points in a game?
I watch most of the game. You know how you do that? You don't play defense. You don't put a hand in a guy's face. I mean, these guys are professional NBA players, and we know how important it is on three-point shooters to put a hand in their face. I mean, high school coaches say it all the time. College coaches say it. These NBA guys, they just let them just pull up for three. Well, they're going to hit most of them.
Yeah.
You got nobody covering you. So, yeah, I'm very disappointed. You know how much I love the Timber Puppies, and it's...
I made a comment on a Facebook post on their loss last night saying we gave up too many quality role players in that trade to get Joe Gobert, or whatever his name is, from Utah. You know, Beverly, I thought he was a great defender out there, and a couple other different guys. I can't remember their names. But you lose your bench players to have four or five high-salaried guys, and you don't have anything coming off the bench. It just hurts you. Go back to the Garnett signing many years ago. When they brought him in, they had to have a lot more lower-priced players, and it took a long time to recover.
No, I agree 100%. I don't know. I don't want to say this isn't a bad thing because, obviously, I mean, it is a bad thing because Cat's one of the top players in the NBA. But right now, the two bigs kind of thing hasn't been working for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So let's see what Rudy Gobert does as the only big. I guess that's the only positive from this. Otherwise, this season could be a disaster real quick for a team that had aspirations to be maybe a top four or top five team in the Western Conference. This could go sideways and snowball in a hurry. That's the part that scares me.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one thing I saw somebody or one of the Facebook pages that follow the Timberwolves were saying the NBA is no longer a big man's league. It's a shoot threes and run and gun and shoot threes. I think that goes all the way down to the high school level now from what I see a lot in watching Big Nine games and reffing some games too. And so you think of the days of Jabbar and Chamberlain, guys I grew up watching, and the different ones that would play that low post, and they made you earn it when that ball would go down and you'd have to try to defend these guys.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday. And Jonesy, let's talk about something that you went to watch on Thanksgiving morning. We talked about it last week, the annual Turkey Bowl event here in Albert Lea. Was it your number 57? I get that right?
That's correct. Yep. And you're number 57.
No, I saw Spencer, your son, played. Did you suit it up at all? Did you take some passes?
No, I did. The guys all wanted me to, but I did not. I actually stood in the middle of the action, took a bunch of pictures for the paper. And my biggest concern there, Aaron, at 60 years old and about to referee about 80 games, if I sprain my ankle or hurt my knee or something, I'm going to have a lot of athletic directors not real happy with me. So my smartness said, don't play, just take pictures and do the ball around a little bit with some of the guys. And it's more of a social event than I think than football. But the razzle dazzle was fun to watch, like we talked about, where you can pass on the fly. And Paul Wendorf, the organizer of it, does a great job every year. And we get a picture every year with a banner. And I know you talked about that USA Today story last week, and I think it was 11-on-11 is what it was for the game, and one-hand touch, and the team that was wearing yellow jerseys I could see before the game were a lot bigger and a lot younger than the team that wasn't wearing little yellow jerseys and ended up, I don't know, they 10 touchdowns to one or something. It was a little unsighted, but whatever. It was fun.
Now, Jonesy, for those that missed our conversation last week, again, this Turkey Bowl has been going on for a long time, the 57th annual Thanksgiving Day event. And if you remember offhand, who are some of the guys that participated on Thursday?
Well, some of them, like I'll try to remember a few of them. Jim Nielsen was there. AJ Quartz, former Tiger athlete. A lot of them remember him. His brother Mitch Quartz was playing. Paul Wendorf, like I talked about. Rick Harvis. Rick was more of an official, I think. He was, anytime there was a question on whether there was a touch or not. My son Spencer. Chris Withers, he used to be a teacher at Southwest. He's now up north somewhere. He came back for the game. He's married to Rick Harvest's daughter. That's another one. A lot of the guys I don't know either, but
okay.
I always say it's the neighborhood down there at the Abbott Field area, and then it goes all the way over to Fountain and all the way up basically to about Park Avenue. Anybody in that area were playing, and it's Kent Spellman, another one from Albert Lee that grew up on Winter Avenue. He was playing there, so it's kind of a neighborhood thing and a tradition, and I know that there were some grandsons of original players that played in the game, too, so it was kind of fun to meet some of them.
Tom Jones talking about the Turkey Bowl on Thanksgiving, and like Jonesy mentioned, taking some pictures for the paper, and we should ask you right off the bat, what do you have in store for your article this week in the Tribune?
Well, it's kind of fun now that we're getting into winter sports. I find a lot more stories to be able to go back and look at, especially in the 50-year when every single town in the Gopher Conference or the Border League had teams like Elmore and Frost and Freeborn, and all these places had high schools, and they all had gyms. And Bryceland had a tremendous basketball team back then, coached by Harold Pierce, the late Harold Pierce, brother of Neil Pierce out in Alden. And I know I featured them in last week, so they had a lot of returning players. But Ethan Abin, former Tiger football player, was honorable mention All-State. Just little different things here and there. And there was a new basketball league forming in Glenville, so we talk about that a little bit. So it's just fun to reminisce about this and see names that are probably still around. If you read my column weekly, you'll see a lot of names or next generations of people that are still around Albert Lee. So it makes it fun for me to do that.
Jonesy, basketball season is kind of here. I know New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva started off their season in girls basketball on Friday with a win up at Hamlin against Simley. There was some game scheduled for tonight. Lake Mills and Alden Conger, Glenville, Emmons, those games have been canceled. But the Tiger girls basketball team, they kick off the season. They're at Red Wing on Thursday. Does that sound right?
That is correct, yes, and Thursday. And, you know, one thing I've noticed on the schedule, and I'm not sure if this is the answer, but kind of like we saw in football, we were seeing a lot of Thursday games, and I think it has to do with officials being able to not throw everybody out on a Friday night to referee basketball. So we're playing Thursday, and I was really hoping to go up there. My daughter looks like she's going to be on the varsity after their scrimmage last Friday with Lyle Pacelli, and but she's been home in bed with the influenza and all these, you're reading about all the young kids getting. And
yes.
So she's sitting in bed with fever yesterday and also today. But, you know, hopefully she gets better and maybe we'll be able to make that trip. But as of now, it doesn't look like she's going to be able to.
Yeah, I've heard about the bug in schools. It's spreading. Kids spread stuff. It's not good.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, when my wife says she's got a fever of 103.5, you know, you're like, oh, wow. I've had those in my day, though, too. So, fortunately, it's been many, many years since I have. But, I feel sorry for her because she was really anxious to get playing. And they did well against Lyle Pacelli the other day. And we'll have a chance to see the girls. But the one thing that I like with Jody Schultz is she realizes she's got about eight guards in her top eight rotation. And it's a get the ball and go and get the ball and go. Whoever gets that rebound, it's off and running. And Lyle Pacelli could not keep up with that fast break offense Albert Lee had, and it was fun to watch. And then when they did run their offense, they got a lot of good open threes and open looks, and it was fun to see run the half-court offense, too, I guess if I can say that.
Yeah, because last year, was it Veldman, and there was another post player that both graduated?
Yeah.
Because we had a lot more height last year.
Can't think of her name off the top of my head either, but I'm not sure what she's doing now, but Jordan Juvelin, there we go. Came to my mind. So, but, yeah, it's a whole new look. Kendall Kenneth's back, and Kendall's got a goal of getting 1,000 points this year. I have no clue where she's at for that, but she's been playing varsity since eighth grade, and so we'll see how the season progresses. A couple of gals back out that hadn't played before or hadn't played for a couple of years, too, since COVID. So we're looking forward to what they can do. And I'm not sure when our first broadcast is there, but I'm sure I'll be there for the home game.
Absolutely. I'd have to check. I know it's sometime in December. You know, they might be a couple of road games we have. I think at Owatonna and at Mankato West.
Yeah, I think you did mention the first one is Owatonna. I think that's a week from Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, because that's either Tuesday or Thursday. That's when the boys have their opener. So speaking of the boys, they have a lot of boys out for Albert Lea basketball this year, enough to have a B-squad game, a JV game, a varsity game, and a ninth grade A and a ninth grade B game. So, they haven't done that for, I would say, five maybe years since they've had that many out. And so that's good to see. I know that I originally was going to be doing ninth grade games, but my son is going to be on the JV and then dress varsity. So that eliminated, I told Paul Durbin I wanted to be able to watch my son play. So now I'm just going to be doing the 4:30, which is going to be a B squad. I think Adam Kahn is going to have that group, a pretty talented group he'll have there too. So they'll do B squad at 4:30 on the main court, followed by JV, followed by varsity, and then the auxiliary court. Either, I don't know if it's 5 or 5:30 or what it is, they'll have the ninth grade games, and I won't be officiating those. So, but looking forward to basketball.
Well, that is nice. I mean, one thing that we talk about, if it's basketball or if it's football or any sport here in Albert Lea, or, you know, I guess school districts our size, is numbers. And a lot of schools have struggled with numbers in certain sports, and that's good to see the boys' basketball team having more guys out and having more numbers, and I'm sure Harrison Cates, the head coach, would say that that's key to success is the more guys out there, that's you find more talented players, and that helps build a winning program.
Yeah, I sure hope so, and I know I saw a list of the players, and a lot of names I didn't recognize, of course, after my son's junior class. I don't know a whole lot of them anymore, but quite a few new names out there, and so a little anxious to see how the B squad does that. I get the chance to see up close every night, and how the varsity does. I just wrote down names today on a piece of paper. I think there's either 9 or 10 seniors, so a very senior laden team for Albert Lea. And I think Jack Skinnis will return as a point guard as a junior, probably the only junior that will be in the starting lineup there. But we'll look forward to what they can do. I watched them play this summer a little bit and watched them in one tournament this fall over in Casson. So looking forward to it, see what they can do.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. And Jonesy, anything you want to add before we let you go?
No, I can't think of anything that's going on other than basketball starting up. Hot Grills Hockey is off to a great start. Boys, I think they must have their first, did they have their first game, or are they
tonight,
coming up?
Tonight on Kate against Rochester Lord.
Tonight?
Yes.
Okay, and game is still on, so I'll
yeah, game is still
listen
on,
to
yep.
And as of now, anyway. So, yeah, go Tigers.
Absolutely. Tom Jones joins us every Tuesday to talk sports. And, Jonesy, like always, appreciate the time. Have a good week. Don't hurt yourself shoveling or snow blowing. Be careful. And we'll talk next week.
That's why I have a son. Yeah, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate the chance to come on the radio every week. And everybody have a great week.